Money Monday with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, calling us this morning from Sicily. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
It's afternoon where I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon over there, right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
All right, Melody. Today's topic is the GDP. Americans have been opening up their wallets and buying cars and electronics and clothing and eating out and traveling. Everything is looking good, huh?
This is true. There's good and bad to this. So the good is that the U.S. economy, according to the most recent report, which was on Friday, grew 4.1% over the recent quarter. I mean, that is really strong. And that was as measured by the gross domestic product, also called GDP. And GDP measures the goods and services produced in the U.S. economy. A big part of this driver of this economic growth was consumers. They've been spending, just like you said, and the consumer represents 2/3 of the economy. So when we buy cars and electronics and all those things, we see that in an economic growth in a big way. And the other thing that we saw with this very strong GDP growth is that it's overcoming the low wage growth, which I've been talking about. We have been expected to see wages grow faster than they have been. They've been growing some, but not as fast as this overall economic growth. It also managed to overcome higher gas prices because oil prices went up. So we've seen a very strong environment. Probably also helped by that tax cut from earlier this year that I told you that we'd continue to see the benefits of for quite a while on the corporate side.
Now, Trump's trade war, where the prices of things are going to be going up, how is this going to affect the GDP?
This is a big question. The fundamentals of the U.S. economy look great. Unemployment is low. Corporate profits are up. Demand is strong. Even our exports are strong. But the wild card in America and around the world is politics. I've been traveling a lot this summer around the world. I am in Europe right now. I was in the U.K. There, it's Brexit. There are politics. In our country, it's this protectionist conversation about these tariffs and the possibility of a trade war with various countries. I mean, we're talking trade wars with China. We're talking issues with Europe. We're talking renegotiating NAFTA with both Canada and Mexico, which are two of our biggest trading partners. That's the wild card here. If this thing gets out of hand, all bets are off about the U.S. economy.
So is there anything we should do or be on the lookout for?
The one thing I want to be on the lookout for, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the consumer is spending a lot. Again, I told you that it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
The bad side of that sword is our consumer spending is growing faster than our take-home pay, which means debt,
exactly.
Credit card debt. Yeah. So we're using credit card debt to make up that difference. That was something that we saw happen leading into the financial crisis, and we want to be really, really aware of not overspending. We're also seeing the savings rate go down, and it's really weird in our country. Our savings rate goes down when people are doing really well, when it should just be the opposite. When things are going really well, that's when you should be scrolling away money and saving.
Right.
We saw the savings rate spike during the financial crisis, people starting saving hand over fist and paying down debt when things were really bad, and that's when the economy needs the money. Right now, when the economy is moving along like a well-oiled machine, this would be a good time to be saving. So those are the two things, the consumer spending, the saving rate going down, and then this wild card of these trade conversations, which right now it feels like a spat, but you know, trade wars could happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. People forget that.
Right.
More about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com.